Happy Christmas to you.
Happy Christmas, Terry. Happy Christmas,
Santa.
Chris, Santa.
Happy Christmas, Brummy.
How are you, mate?
All right. I'm very well.
Good.
You've arrived, then.
I've come. Took me about 2.5 hours, but I am here.
Yeah.
Finally.
Oh, it's good. It's good to see you.
We're what having a few. Do?
Listen, I'm sorry, I'm in charge of the controls, but I've also got 3 glasses here, and I'm not saying what's in them, so I keep getting mixed
pass
up.
Pass me one of those, please.
Yeah, you go glass, on. Yeah. Chink, 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 chink. Okay, yeah. Listen, first of all, we should point out that what we had agreed to do was buy Christmas presents for all the presenters, all our colleagues, because once a year you get an opportunity to be good to one another. And because we're that kind of guys, we decided to do it. Now, we have got a present for you, Richard, and I guess you've got one for us too. Who goes first, Chris?
Of course I have.
I don't know, do you want to go first? Or should we go first? You go first.
I'll go first.
Give him his present. Okay, let me hand this to you. It's a bit of a...
No. I think we should have one from him. It's our show.
Okay.
He's come to see us.
Give us your present, then. Is this for me?
All right, then. No. You can have that one.
Okay.
Hang on. Yeah, you have that one.
Am I opening mine first?
You go first, yeah.
Okay. Let's have a look what we've got here. This is very... I just love Christmas time.
Yeah.
I thought yesterday I'd opened all my presents, and I realise that isn't the case. Look at this. And there's a record he plays on his late night show, which I adore, by Bonnie Raitt, and he's bought me the CD, The Luck of the Draw.
Oh, wow!
That's the most lovely thing.
Is that the CD there?
That's the CD there, look
Thank
at that.
Thank you, he's so thoughtful.
I Can't Make You Love Me.
Can't Make You Love Me, which is my favourite track.
That's me the CD, isn't it? I'm sorry. I thought they were indestructible.
I sit on my late show and I'm looking at the desk and I'm playing all this gorgeous music and suddenly the XD light goes, the boss line goes.
Oh my God.
5 times a show.
Of course.
And it's Mr. Underhill saying, could you please play Bonnie Raitt? There's 2 songs that he asked for. Bonnie Raitt.
Look at the draw. Not Look at the Draw. I Can't Make You Love Me.
I Can't Make You Love Me. And George Michael's Careless Whisper. And I have to give him the 12-inch when we play George Michael.
Well, I don't think you should talk about that. It's a family show.
Your present. Chris,
open
your present.
Open my present.
He's being kind and nice, and I like that.
This is big, isn't it?
This is large.
Very large, ladies and gentlemen.
Big present for
it's,
a big man.
It's well wrapped. There we go.
Are you in?
Oh, my goodness.
What have you got? What have you got? Let me see.
It's a huge box of King Edward cigars.
Well, the thing was,
thank you very much.
When we went to that,
that's where we leave it.
You let him tell the story.
When we went to that very alcoholic presenters' party that we had a couple of weeks ago, which we don't really remember, and I've been talking to somebody upstairs who's seen the video.
Huey upstairs
me dancing, with a certain presenter
you
doing
danced,
the belly dance. I didn't even remember we did that.
You
couldn't remember it either.
You did it.
Well, you were smoking
cigars.
Yeah,
it's and you don't
very,
even smoke.
It was a one-off.
The first time I've seen you smoke, and you went green.
Kids, it's not clever to smoke cigars or Christmas. It doesn't matter.
You're a smokebuster. Hey, listen, now we've got a big surprise for him, haven't we? Because this is something we've spent a lot of time and effort. A number of international communications have been taking place in the last few weeks, and we'd like to give you your present.
Your present, here's your present.
Can you take that over there?
I've got it. There it is. It's small, but you'll like it.
Small, but perfectly wrapped.
Hang on, I can't get into this.
It's very small. There you go. What is it? What have you got?
It's a letter from Sophie B. Hawkins.
Oh, blimey. Okay, and we've taken it's an audio letter.
An audio letter.
We've got the cassette here.
Can you put it in, Chris? Because this is too exciting for words.
Okay.
And here comes your very special letter from Sophie B.
Dearest Richie, it was probably one of the greatest moments of my life when I met you. I never thought somebody so short and scruffy could be so sweet and charming. I remember when I first laid eyes on you. I looked down, and there you were, all 5 feet of you. Do you remember that Timberland top you gave me as a gift? I still have it. In fact, only this morning I used it to clean my car windows. I'm so looking forward to seeing you again in 1995. And who knows? Maybe you will have sorted your haircut out by then. But in the meantime, I've enclosed a little gift for you to remember me by. Just a little something I know you'll keep close to you, as I kept them close to me. See you soon, my Brummy darling. My sweet smelling friend. Have a happy Christmas and a lovely new year.
She goes on, doesn't she?
She does go on a bit.
Yours always.
Yeah.
Sophie.
B. Hawkins.
That is so beautiful.
There's an extra present there, which came with a letter. Now, we don't know what it is. Apparently, she wants you to keep it close to you the way she kept it close to her.
I don't know what this is, actually.
This is what I think it is.
What is it?
What is it?
What have you got there?
What is it? What is it?
He's fallen off the chair.
Richard,
just show us what you've got there. It's very gorgeous. What is it, Chris? Let me just have a look at you.
Well, Richard, say it. What is it? Richard?
They're small, that's for sure.
Richard?
Listen, we're going to play some more music. In fact, this is your favourite song this year. In a moment, he will no doubt reveal what he had as a little intimate gift from Sophie B.
What's your favourite record of the year, Richard?
That one.
This one here. This is Living Joy. And I'm a Dreamer of Signal One.
Just do us a favour, Chris. Can you tell me what on earth that is?
It's Living Joy with Dreamer.
Sounds absolutely wonderful to me. I can't believe he chooses his all-time favourite song of the entire year, that row. But he did. Richie Pass, thank you for joining us.
Richie
Pass, thank you for joining us on Boxing Day. And we have got some huge, I think it's fair to say, Chris, some huge surprises for people between now and two.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were talking about me.
No, you are huge.
I am huge, but in all the right places.
Shortly, we're going to have Mark Williams joining us. And as you know, Mark from the Afternoon Drive Time show is not known for his generosity, it's fair to say, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. We're not giving you any more clues than that, but we will be talking to Mark Williams sometime in the next 15 minutes here on this Boxing Day special. Also, we're allowed to choose our favourite songs of the year, and because it's yours and my show, we are allowed to choose as many as we like.
Oh, yeah, and yours is next, is it?
Well, I'm going to play a little something from Gloria.
Oh, Gloria Manolo Cicada.
We are on first name terms. Gloria Estefan and I are like that, Chris.
But sometimes you're like that.
And we'll play her song in a moment.
Christmas 1994 with Signal One.
That woman knows how to sing a song. It's Gloria Estefan on Boxing Day Afternoon from Signal One, and always tomorrow it's my choice of favourite song of the year.
She's a mother again, isn't she?
She is a mother again, a little beautiful baby girl.
Rumours in America are about who her father is.
What, Gloria's or the babies?
The babies.
What are you trying to suggest?
Well,
look, Chris, let me just put this... I don't want to fall out because it is Boxing Day.
Where did you go on holiday this year?
Miami.
Right, okay. It's where Gloria lives, isn't it?
It is where she lives. And I did go in March, and exactly 9 months later, she did deliver a beautiful baby daughter.
And the facts are, her baby was very, very short. And if I understand it correctly...
slightly graying.
Slightly bald, I was going to say, actually.
Oh, it can't be mine, then. I know it might be, but it certainly can't be mine. Hey, Gloria Estefan, always tomorrow. It is a special day. We'd like you to stay with us because we have some big surprises coming up for our presenters and our colleagues who we work with here at Signal One. And I think it's fair to say they're going to have some big surprises for us. There's been a bit of a one-upmanship going on here. They've tried to scupper us and get us presents that we just didn't expect.
Scupper.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. But it sounds great, doesn't it? Scupper.
Well, we're not going to be scuppered because do we have some big surprises? I mentioned that the next...
Yeah, we do. Gloria, come in with the baby!
Oh, and Silla Black.
It's your little baby!
And thank you, Silla. No, but listen, do stay with us because it's worth waiting for some of these surprises. We've worked hard, haven't we?
Mm. So it's definitely not yours then?
What?
The babe, Gloria's baby.
That'd be ridiculous.
Does Gloria know who the father is?
Let me just tell you something.
I mean, because when you fart, you don't know what bean it was, do you?
Let me just tell you something, right? There is as much chance of that baby being mine as you having a meaningful and long-term relationship with Louise from Eternal.
Louise, did you hear what you said then?
Yes, I did, and I think it's naughty.
M people are so cool because they're all from Sheffield and Renaissance, which was used in the TV show The Living Soap.
What's cool about coming from Sheffield?
What's cool about coming from Sheffield?
You said they're all cool because they come from Sheffield.
So called because they come M people.
I thought you said, I can't understand your accent.
What's wrong with my accent?
You said so cool because they come from Sheffield.
So called, I said.
God. What's cord? So cord. It is Chris Moyles.
You're going to pick me up on the word tongue next, aren't you?
It is Chris Moyles' elocution lesson.
What's that thing you have in your mouth?
I'm not engaging
in this conversation. It's a tongue. It's not a tongue. It's a tongue.
I'm not engaging in this conversation. Chris Moyles is having elocution lessons.
Dina Carroll, the perfect year. Not the perfect year.
Great way to spend your Boxing Day. The Chris Moyles elocution class.
Scones, not scones. Scones. Scones.
In a moment, we've got that great song that did so brilliantly in this Christmas chart. Mariah Carey.
It's Mara Carey.
Christmas 1994 with Signal One.
Calling all Matalan Discount Club customers.
Terry Underhill, Chris Moyles,
Mariah Carey.
Don't want Mariah Carey's Christmas song, and all I want for Christmas is you.
My two front teeth.
I knew you'd say that. Chris Moyles and Terry Underhill are here. We are joined, though, now by one of our colleagues and friends, and some would say intimate friends.
Happy Christmas!
And a happy Christmas to you, Mark Williams, too. Did you have a wonderful day yesterday?
Oh, I did. I ate too much, I drank too much, and...
You look a little rough, actually.
Whose house are you at, then?
Oh, my mum's, actually.
No, really? All
free.
You do look slightly rough, I have to say that. Guess it was just
you can't say that.
The celebrations of the day were too much.
You say, you look normal.
Hey, present time. Who goes first? You first, Chris, this time?
No, I thought I was first.
No, we'll go first.
Okay, go on then.
Do you want to have yours first, Chris?
Go on,
Chris.
I want my present.
Where is it?
This is it. Am I going to like this?
No.
Is he going to like it?
Am I going to chase you out of the studio within seconds?
No, you're going to think,
ugh. Okay,
thank you, Mark.
Just while you open that, I should say that Christmas is all about giving and receiving the most wondrous and joyous presents,
it's
and that's what this is all
counts.
About.
Yeah, you give, I receive. That's... Oh, blimey. Great.
Careful with it.
Who wraps these? PJ and Duncan upstairs, our office manager. Oh, okay, this is... It's a...
What have you had? Let me see.
It's a personal grooming kit. It's the Remington Hygienic Clipper. Safe personal trimmer for nose, ear, and eyebrow... eyebrow hair.
It's a nasal trimmer.
It's easy to clean and requires one AA battery.
It's a nasal hair trimmer. And I believe, Terry, you've got one of these.
I've got one of those.
This is...
So maybe you could give Chris some advice.
I've already got one.
Mark, I want to kiss you.
Come here. Oh, look at this. That's what Christmas is about. Can I open mine now?
Yeah. You can, but I'm going to have to explain yours because you might think, oh.
Okay.
There's two, actually, Terry, as you can see.
Let's open one first. Look here, what we got for me. Hang on a second. Well, this is a small one.
For the small one first.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
This is a little... It's a dirt devil. One of those little dirt devil backs. Can I just open this big one in the corner?
Go on, man. Open the big one.
Hang on,
open
Chris,
the
listen, big one. Keep talking, because this is enormous. Let me just go and open this one. Hang on a second.
It's enormous, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here first.
Put the dirt devils through your car, because you had your car valeted about a week ago.
You were there.
And I went in your car the other day, and there's half-eaten chocolate in the front. There's skips and all rubbish in the back. It's disgusting.
So that's what the dirt devil was for.
That was what the dirt devil groomy thing was for.
Can you just answer me a question?
I thought it was for personal hygiene.
Chris, why has he got me a full-length vanity mirror?
because it's a lot better.
No.
This is the story.
No, let's let him tell
can
us.
Can I just say, Terry, this is a compact disc.
Yes, it is.
Pick
I can
that
see
up.
That. Thank you.
Right, pretend you're just about to load that into the CD player. Most people turn the CD over and look for fingerprints. But
yeah.
Terry, what does he do?
He looks at his hair.
And grooms it.
He does. Really, ladies and gentlemen, he really does that. Terry Underhill really does use the back of CDs to as a mirror.
You don't bother about fingerprints. You don't
care
if the CD jumps.
Or the skied.
Just as long as you can see your face. That's all that matters. Well, look, I think it's time that we got you back and gave you some joyous presents. Because,
Mark,
first of all, I should point out, because people listening might not know, that you are not known for your generous nature. You're not known for the ability to give.
I resent that comment.
Ladies and gentlemen, he drives around in a big car, which costs a lot of money, but he doesn't earn a lot of money.
Hang on.
He saved up for the past 20 years.
Correct.
Who runs over the garage every time you click your fingers?
Enough of this. Give him his parcel.
Okay.
It's a big one, actually. It's huge. Just get hold of that. It's enormous.
It's round 12.
It's absolutely enormous.
Oh yes, watch the punches fly.
Sorry?
A wallet with a padlock.
There it is. Hey, is there any money in it?
No, let's explain. Chris, I think you should explain this, because it was your idea to get him this, wasn't it?
I did have a sneak suspicion.
Mark is a close friend of yours, and I think one of your bestest buddies here.
You have to be a friend to tell somebody this.
Yeah, okay.
You know... Get the coffers in, Doc. It's been one of the catchphrases of the year. Get the coffers in, Doc. And if you argue with him and say, no, I'm always buying you coffee, he will turn around and say, as is one, I bought you one last Tuesday, a week on Tuesday, and he can name the date and the time.
Do you know something
to
else
the
he does?
Second. It's,
the other thing he does, he says, look, I'll go and get them if you'll pay.
Yeah.
It's his classic line.
Yeah, I'll get them in if you give me the money.
Yeah. So listen, we've got another surprise for you, actually.
Oh, have you really?
Yeah, and I'm going to let Chris deal with this one.
Your reputation for being generous has spread throughout the country.
He's as tight as armpits.
It's from the tip of Scotland to the heart of London, and we got a tape through the post today. It's exclusive.
Oh,
it's just for you. It's a top 10.
Greetings, money spenders. And here we go with the top 10 times Mark Williams opened his wallet. Number 10, it was the first time he ever owned a wallet back on December 25th, 1984. Up to number 9, his mum's birthday 3 months later. And at number 8, when he accidentally mistook it for a bedtime book. Down at number 7, when he put £5 in there. Up to number 6, when his wife took £5 out of there. And new at number 5, when he was drunk one night at the Roebuck Hotel around the corner and accidentally bought a round. And here we go with that big top 4. At number 4, Mark opened his wallet by mistake but quickly closed it when he realised he may have to use it. Down to 3, the single radio Christmas through 1994 when he bought a whiskey for himself. And at number 2, it's still there. The time he got short of the petrol station across the road and had to buy the petrol cost him £12.07. So it's number 1 at the top of the list. And it was early this morning when Mark Williams opened up his wallet to take out 20 pence to buy his best mate Chris a coffee. And then when the coffee was delivered, demanded his 3.5 pence change.
It's true, it's true.
Yes.
Completely. So there you go.
Very good.
The wallet top 10 from Mark Williams. All right.
Not off.
Oh, I like that Jimmy Savile impression there in the background, didn't you?
It was excellent, wasn't it?
Favourite record of the year, Mark?
Oh, this is brilliant. Crash Test Dummies.
Once there was this kid.
The Crash Test Dummies, who incidentally I saw at the Phoenix Festival in Stratford-upon-Avon and they were fantastic. Were you there? No, I didn't think so.
No, nor me.
No, thanks for it. You're not talking on this bit.
Oh, sorry, I was just talking.
Shut up! You're not. I'm in charge. Thank you. Right, so Mark Williams officially is, I can confirm, on a scale of 1 to 10, luxuriate is, they're all Terry's catchphrases, is the tightest man in the building. And that's official. Crash Test Dummies, especially for Mark, his favourite record of the moment. So we still got to receive presents from Kevin Furry Jugs, Spence McDonald's, and Ray Crowther.
But we don't know whether Ray's going to turn up.
No.
And we're not.
We're just rigging him here. We're rigging him now. Will we find Ray? Keep tuned in and find out.
Christmas 1994 with Signal One.
Boxing Day, still eating turkey special.
Terry Underhill, Chris Moyle. Christmas 1994 with Signal One.
Redford and This Generation, Kevin Furry Jug's favourite record, and Terry's just popped out for a second. He's gone. Let's just hear that again, shall we?
We're here, Kevin Furnio and I. We're here, Kevin Furnio.
Yeah, I think that's enough. Thanks very much indeed. Hang on, I feel a Ray Crowther link coming on. It's a big Boxing Day bash.
Oh, we're excited because we are having the most wonderful time.
Terry Underhill and I. Terry Underhill and I.
Just have a sip of this drink. I think our hotline is coming in. The call we want is coming in. Just hold that call because the call we need is coming in.
Yeah.
And in the studio now, with us on this very special day is...
Ripping paper pieces of paper up as we speak.
Mr. Stafford.
I'm running late.
Ray,
I'm
how are you?
I'm running late. I'm confused, a bit disorientated.
Happy Boxing Day.
Oh, hello.
Let me shake your hand.
Oh, that's really nice.
All right.
You're hot and sweaty, aren't you?
Oh, sorry, that was my hand.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
We were worried about you because we didn't think you were going to make it, but you did. You're here, and you are described in circles as Mr. Stafford.
Oh,
and
Ray, that's very kind.
Ray Crowther, we are honoured to have you with us here
really?
Today.
You
we
really
are. Not. And I don't think we can wait much longer. I think we're going to have to go straight into his presence because we have what can only be described as a dignitary on the line. Sir, are you there?
Hello?
Hello. Are you there, sir?
Hello, yes.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you. Yes, just about.
To whom are we talking, please?
Hello, yes. My name is Eddie Rawlings.
Hello, Mr. Rawlings. You, I know, have managed to do something for us, and Chris and I are both delighted you have.
That's right.
And I'd like you, please, to tell on this Boxing Day, Mr. Crowther here, what you've got or what we've all collectively got in for Christmas.
That's right. Thank you. Terry, isn't it?
Yes, it is Terry, yes. So yes.
Hello, yes. Well,
and Chris.
Hello, Chris. I think we spoke a little bit earlier.
Hello, Eddie.
Hello?
Hello, it's Ray.
Mr. Rawlings, I think.
Mr. Rawlings. I'm terribly sorry. Mr. Rawlings, good afternoon.
Hello, am I speaking to Ray?
Hello, this is Ray, yes.
Hello, Ray. My name is Eddie Rawlings. I don't think you actually know me, but I'm a dignitary on the many chambers and boards and societies at Stafford.
Oh.
And one of my roles is actually to, what you might want to call a deputy to the mayor of Stafford.
Mr. Rawlings, I hate to be rude and interject, and I know you are giving up of your valuable time on this bank holiday.
But can you get a move on, Musk? Because the news is almost here.
But could you please give him his present?
Sorry, yes. Ray.
Yes,
hello, Ray.
Yeah, Mr. Rawlings, yes.
Well, after consideration and many meetings with the board, we've decided that what we'd like you to do, or we'd like to offer you, is to be the take over the mayor of Stafford. As our current mayor is about to finish his 3 years office, and we wanted to go for somebody who's might we say slightly younger, and
that's me,
somebody who's well known around Stafford, and we actually pinpointed somebody who's actually so well known, and that chap was you.
Really?
Yes. Now, what do you say about that?
You think that I've got the necessary qualifications to be mayor of Stafford, do you?
Well, we've done a lot of in-depth work into finding out exactly what you do, and you know your history and background, and we know
you know what you know what I do.
And despite his background, you're going to offer him the mayorship?
Well, yes, because we think he's an ideal man. People around Stafford know him. We know he's recently got married. He's obviously an all-round decent chap, and that's the sort of thing we're looking for in Stafford. We're looking to go forward.
It's very kind, isn't it?
When will this present start, Mr. Eddy?
We're hoping Boxing Day.
Okay, well, that's today.
That's today?
This is it. Well, we have
today?
Got a parcel that just arrived
today?
Now. We've got a present here that arrived from the town hall in Stafford. It's a chain.
Really?
And I think, Chris, if you can just whack it over his shoulders.
Just so you
just whack it on his...
Jingle, jingle, jingle.
Thank you. Can you just put that on his...
Watch the hair.
Okay.
Careful with
just
the hair.
Put it on his shoulders. That's it. You look gorgeous. From now on, we have to call you Mr. Mayor. Is that right, Mr. Rawlings?
Well, people do call him Mr. Mayor, but we actually thought of something rather more amusing and more up-to-date, which was... Ray Stafford.
Oh!
What can I say?
What do you think about that?
So it's the Ray Stafford
I'm
show from next week, then?
I'm very honoured.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Rawlings, can I, on behalf of the entire Signal team here, including Chris and Ray Stafford here, thank you very much for that very generous offer that you've made him and helping us to crack a great Christmas present surprise.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure. And everybody in Stafford's looking forward to meeting Ray, and we're looking forward to having him in office for many years.
Can I, as producer, just thank you for running 4 minutes over time and for not doing any of the jokes that we faxed to you earlier in the week?
Thank you, Mr.
Rawlings. Bye-bye.
Mr. Rawlings has
gone.
What can I say?
You're the mayor.
What can I say about that?
We said we had a surprise. That
you
is
did,
a
didn't
big
you?
Surprise, isn't it?
I'm shocked.
Listen, we are heading towards the news. Should we open our presents from Ray now?
Yeah. Do we get presents from you?
Well, we've got to get on with it. We've got to get on with it. Now, here we go. I've got them down here somewhere in Lisa.
Is mine the big one?
Where are they?
No, actually, Chris's is the big one, Terry.
Oh, yay! Revenge is sweet!
But you'll know why when you open them. Terry, compliments of the season. Merry Christmas.
Open mine first. I'll go first, I think.
Chris.
Yeah?
Merry Christmas.
Thanks very much.
No, I've got to give you... let me know that one first.
How many do I get? Terry,
you look disappointed. What's the matter?
I'm wounded.
Why?
Just look what he's got me a bottle of.
But you know why. You know why.
It's hair dye, ladies and gentlemen. Spelled correctly.
I spelt it wrong.
And this is mine. Okay. Well wrapped again.
Don't tell me it's a diet juice.
2 months' supply of the Slim Fast Plan. Yes!
And you know why.
Oh, yes.
And you know why.
Oh, brilliant. I'll open this now.
Chris.
Thanks for coming,
and
Ray.
Finally,
one more for me.
What I've done is I've just picked 6 numbers at random, and I've put a lottery ticket here in an envelope for you both.
Oh,
so excellent.
You.
6 numbers at random. There you
are. This is Terry's here.
Don't rip my ticket up.
Oh, that's mine, so...
And when you win, of course, you can remember who your friends are.
I'll give you 18 million pence. Thank you, Mr. Stafford.
Thank you, Mr. Stafford.
Commonly, Mr. Sir. Mayor. And we've got our trousers at half mast now to celebrate the fact that he is, in fact, now almost royalty.
Speak for yourself. I ain't touching my trousers for any of you.
We've finished.
Thanks for coming in. What's your favourite song of the year?
Oh, some reggae music, please.
Oh, yeah, what, like...
You Don't Love Me.
No, I know I don't, but Dawn Penn, will that do you?
Oh, go on, then.
Oh, lovely. Thank you very much.
We down and tell the people. out the middle of this.
You don't love me, yes, I know.
Dawn Penn, it's a. Sorry, not Ray. Mr. Stafford.
Mr. Stafford's
favourite. Stafford's favourite record of the year. Thanks for coming in, Ray.
Bye.
Thank you to all our guests for coming in, popping in.
Mark, Kevin, Spence, you, me, the present giving and the receiving of the presents was particularly joyous. Mm. Thank you for listening. Have a fabulous bank holiday and have a great Boxing Day afternoon. I've enjoyed myself. Have you?
Yeah, I've had a great time. And now I'm going to the pub and I'll see you around the corner. It's Terry's round.
I'm buying.
Yeah, I'm off then. All right, let's go.
O'clock news. This is Paola Tish. Four people have